Thank you for helping us make Budget Again last year. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for almost 7 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, and thanks for your financial support. Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world, issues, etc., and sacred music for the world, LutheranPublicRadio.org. We're looking forward to partnering with you in 2015.
Volete che Costanza Maria Francesca sia battezzata nella fede della Chiesa che abbiamo professato? Costanza Maria Francesca, io te battezzo nel nome del Padre, del Figlio e dello Spirito Santo.
Well, you can hear the babies crying in the background. That's a pretty typical sound for a church on Sunday morning. It was Sunday, Pope Francis there speaking in his native tongue. He was baptizing 33 infants in the Sistine Chapel. That means that there were 33 babies there, 20 girls and 13 boys. And as babies will, especially those brand new infants, they were making all kinds of baby sounds. And the Pope departed from his prepared text in his homily to say this: "You mothers, give your children milk, and even now, if they cry because they are hungry, breastfeed them. Don't worry." And this is not the first time the Pope has said something about breastfeeding in church or in the Sistine Chapel in particular. Back in December of 2013, I think the Pope told a story about a general audience when people are simply there to have an audience with the Pope, where a woman was holding a crying baby. She did not want to breastfeed because she was in the presence of the pontiff. But he told her, "Madam, your child is hungry. It's time. Give the baby something to eat." So the Pope gives permission to the women there in the Sistine Chapel to breastfeed. Now, it raises a question. We've actually talked about this before on Issues, Etc. I'd like it to be a question for open lines for the next 40 minutes or so of the program. What about breastfeeding in church? We've all seen it. Some have done it. Some have thought maybe they should, but then when they got to church, well, it was just easier to go to the cry room. Some insist that it should be done. Some find it awkward or even inappropriate. Which one of those is you on the subject of breastfeeding in church? It's open lines, issues, etc. Are those who find it awkward or inappropriate, are they wrong to do so? I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. You can send us an email. We are coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon, January the 14th. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at @issuesetc. My listeners are also already tweeting at the Issues Etc. Twitter page. And you can also go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to leave your question or the comment on the subject of breastfeeding in church, and your answer to the question, are those who find it awkward or inappropriate, are they simply wrong? Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. This break is a great time to pick up the phone and give us a call and give us your answer to the question, are those who find breastfeeding in church awkward or inappropriate, are those people simply wrong, or do they have a point? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. It's Open Lines, Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. More after the break. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues, Etc. 300. Messiah Lutheran, Seattle, Washington. Grace Lutheran, McPherson, Kansas. St. Paul's Lutheran, Bridgeport, Nebraska. Our Savior Lutheran, Raleigh, North Carolina. St. Paul Lutheran, Hancock, Maryland. Messiah Lutheran, Keller, Texas. St. John's Lutheran, Maple Grove, Minnesota. Grace Lutheran, Parker, Colorado. And Our Redeemer Lutheran, Harrington, Kansas. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click Support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers, you're listening to Issues Etc.
In Hosea 4, we read, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." At the CLCC, we educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Christians would if they learned what we believe, teach, and confess. Visit our website at theclcc.org. See what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us, and encourage your pastors to hold an event in your area. For more information, go to theclcc.org.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/Luther Academy.
It's Open Lines, Issues, Etc. on this Wednesday afternoon, January the 14th. We are picking up on a subject raised by Pope Francis on Sunday when, in the course of a baptismal service in the Sistine Chapel, he was baptizing 33 babies in one fell swoop. He departed from the text of his written homily to encourage the women there to breastfeed their children. Actually, the term in his homily was simply "give them milk," but on the fly he changed it to an Italian term meaning "breastfeed them," and it made the news. Of course, it does every time the Pope has anything to say about this. What do you think about breastfeeding in church? I dare say it's something that's more common now than it used to be. What do you think the reason for that is? Are those who find it awkward or maybe even inappropriate, are they simply wrong? We're taking your thoughts on the subject of breastfeeding in church. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email right here in the studio with your thoughts on it. Talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page where we have left space for your thoughts on the subject of breastfeeding in church, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first, calling from his cell, is Bill. Hi, Bill.
Hi, good afternoon. No, it would not be wrong if somebody felt this thing was inappropriate. In the first place, it would be very distracting, and if it is expected that babies who cry be taken out and into the nursery, women who care to nurse their babies ought to follow the same route. In addition to being, I'm not going to say that, but it's distracting, and that's what cry rooms or the ladies' lounges are for. Simple as that. I wouldn't put up with it, and if a woman decided to administer nourishment sitting next to me, I would very kindly ask him, "Ma'am, there's a place to do this, please." That's all I have to say.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Now, I imagine that Bill's sentiment there would probably have been a prevailing sentiment, 25 or 30 years ago, without a doubt. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Not only awkward, but inappropriate and distracting, says Bill, about breastfeeding in church. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Also send us a tweet at @issuesetc. Kathy has this to say, "As a mother expecting her fourth child, I have breastfed all of my babies in church. I try to keep covered out of respect for those around me. But I should state that our church doesn't have a cry room. God has made my body to feed my children, so I'm only doing my vocation by feeding them in church." This comes from Vanessa via Twitter. "My baby needs to eat, and sometimes I'm there alone with three kids while my husband is at drill for National Guard, so she's by herself. She can't take all three out at once to feed the baby. She feeds the baby there in the pew." Vanessa, thank you very much for your comment as well. up in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Sarah says, why is this even a question? Moms should feel free to feed their babies in the best way they know how. It shouldn't be open to other people's opinions. What about you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. It's Open Lines, Issues, Etc. on this Wednesday afternoon. We're getting your thoughts on breastfeeding in church. The Pope says, well, as far as he's concerned, go ahead. All the women who have the babies who are hungry in the middle of the service, whatever it may be, go ahead and breastfeed. They have the papal permission to do so. Do you think that those who find it awkward or distracting or even inappropriate are simply wrong? 1-877-623-6943. Let's see what Odessa has to say, calling from St. Louis. Hi, Odessa.
Hi, how are you? I'm listening in, and as a mother of two, I agree with the caller you had previously. I think that the women whose children are desiring to be fed during the service, they should remove themselves and go somewhere quietly and do that. I don't think it is necessarily a public activity.
Odessa, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. Katie in East Point, Georgia says, the way that the pews are oriented, if people keep their focus on the altar and the pulpit, then breastfeeding shouldn't be too distracting. It sure beats a screeching baby. Thanks for listening in Georgia, Katie. Michelle says this, I breastfeed in church and in many other places, and most of the time those around me are none the wiser. Michelle, thank you very much for your comment. What about the rest of you? We're getting your answer to the question. Do you think that, do you agree with Pope Francis that breastfeeding in church is A-OK, or should there be concerns of distraction, perhaps even temptation to others around you, modesty, decency? People might say this is a private activity or it should be a private activity. What do you think about that? Are all those sentiments wrong? If they are, why? 1-877-623-6943. Here's Marla. She's listening up in Massachusetts. Hi, Marla. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Todd. Thank you. I've never been a mom, so I've never had to deal with this issue. But I know that there are ways to do this very, very discreetly. And I think that a mom should do whatever the baby needs. If the baby needs to be fed and the mom's there, the mom should feed the baby. The baby is the number one priority of the mom while it's a tiny infant. It depends on her. And I think that of all the places in the world where this could happen, I would hope to think that during a church service among her Christian brothers and sisters, that no one would give her a hard time and that she'd feel safe to do it, discreetly, of course. And that's the key, I think.
Marla, before I let you go, do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I am 58 years old.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, Marla, look, it should be done, but discreetly, carefully. Valerie says, those nursing tents draw more attention than is necessary. I have had very athletic nursers at times, but learned to be discreet. Moms can stay covered with a well-placed blanket or shirt. Valerie, thank you for your comment. Richard says, get the children exposed to the means of grace at all costs, not that breastfeeding in church is a cost. There's nothing offensive about the practice. Now, some people would say maybe offensive. Some might say, well, not offensive, but distracting or just awkward. I guess those two are the same thing. When you're sitting in church, supposed to be listening to the Word of God, are people who express those sentiments about breastfeeding in church wrong? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Heather says, it doesn't feel awkward to me if a mother is fully covered, and that should be possible almost all of the time. If it's an older baby, says Heather, if it's an older baby or toddler where that may be difficult, it's better to go to the cry room. All right, Heather is navigating the middle way there, depending on how well the mother is able to stay covered and remain discreet in the matter. John in Reese, Michigan says, church is an hour and a half long at most. Might as well bring some candy for myself to snack on. Well, it's true, the rest of us don't eat in church, although I imagine some of those big box churches, nowadays people are eating in church. You give the kids Cheerios. I mean, my kids went through pounds and pounds of Cheerios in the course of the many church services they attended. Someone says, if you're going to feed a toddler Cheerios, why aren't you feeding the baby, especially if they need to breastfeed? What do you think? 1-877-623-6943. 623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Robert in Sundance, Wyoming says, I don't think that it's inappropriate, but personally, I feel awkward when around an infant being breastfed. Just a hang-up of mine because I feel it's inappropriate for me to be in the same room. So he feels like he's violating someone's privacy. I got to admit that that's probably my general reaction most of the time when someone decides to breastfeed around me. I'm aghast or terribly distracted. I just have a kind of the creeping sense that I'm violating someone's privacy by just being there. I'm just being honest with you, folks. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're talking about breastfeeding in church. Is it appropriate? Does it provide unneeded distraction, making people feel awkward or maybe even tempted? Think about not everyone is mature as we would like them to be. 1-877-623-6943. Kathy says, people need to get over breastfeeding, although it would be nice if the mom would modestly cover herself when out of the house. This is coming from a mom who would never breastfeed in public. Kathy, thank you very much. Via Twitter, Len says, as long as a mom does it discreetly, and moms are capable of that, then what's the problem with nursing a baby anytime, anywhere? When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with you during Open Lines Issues, Etc. In hour two of Issues, Etc. on this Wednesday afternoon, January the 14th, we're talking about breastfeeding in church. Pope Francis says, if you're in the Sistine Chapel, when he's there, go ahead. He has a track record now for encouraging women to breastfeed in church. Babies need to eat. He often makes a connection between this and children who don't have the opportunity to eat, don't have enough food. He says, if you're there and your child needs to eat, feed the child. What do you think? 1-877-623-6943. It's Open Lines Issues, Etc. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or leave your thoughts on this subject at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.
What if we made it clear to the Sunday morning visitor that Jesus is actually present, forgiving sins? I've written the second part of my essay, Lord's Day, Lord's House, Lord's Supper, and you can read it in the latest Issues Etc. journal. Just click the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. The Wittenberg Trail feature details Pastor Eric Rapp's journey from the New Age through Methodist Pietism to Confessional Lutheranism, the free online Issues Etc. journal. Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Open Lines on this Wednesday afternoon, January the 14th. We're talking about breastfeeding in church, subject raised, of course, by Pope Francis on Sunday in the Sistine Chapel during a service in which he baptized 33 babies. You could hear during the entire audio of the service, babies are crying. They're making baby sounds as they often do in church. It's echoing around that famous chapel with its famous frescoes on the ceilings and the walls. And the Pope broke from the text of his ordinary sermon to encourage the women there to breastfeed right there on the spot. If your baby is crying and your baby is hungry, breastfeed the baby. Go ahead and do it right now. It's not the first time he's made comments like this about breastfeeding in church. What are your thoughts, not only on the Pope's comments, but also on the subject of breastfeeding in church? Are those who find it awkward, and many do, although I imagine that perhaps the political correctness of our day discourages people from admitting that sometimes. They find it awkward, they might find it distracting, or they might find it tempting. And here I'm probably talking about not only just the men, but the young men. that might find it tempting, not only distracting, but tempting. It, well, look, teenage boys, young men, we can't simply say, well, they're just full of hormones. We're talking here about a sin, right? Lust, aren't we? Or even if it's simply distracting them from what? In church, from hearing the word of God. Again, you wouldn't want to distract anyone from hearing the word of God in any other respect. Are those who find it distracting, awkward, or even inappropriate to breastfeed in church, are they simply wrong? I want to hear from you. Our call-in number on this Wednesday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet on the subject, @issuesetc, or we've made space at our Facebook fan page for your thoughts, your questions, and your comments, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. So here are the questions. Are those who find breastfeeding in church awkward or inappropriate, are they wrong? Do you think there's a gender difference on this practice in church between men and women? Women saying, what's the big deal? Mostly men saying, well, I kind of feel like I'm invading their privacy. Or if they're perhaps in the more honest moments, I'm completely and utterly distracted by this. The younger men, perhaps even in their immaturity, engaging in lustful thoughts. Everyone distracted. Everyone who is distracted, distracted, of course, from the word of God. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address is @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Andy listens in Lafayette, Indiana. He says, I personally think breastfeeding in church is fine, but in a separate room from the sanctuary, and only if no skin or breast can be seen, and if it's in a glassed cry room. It's really not hard to cover up yourself. It's also not good to stop a mother from breastfeeding. My two cents, says Andy in Indiana. Michelle says, I breastfed in church and many other places, and most of the time, those around me were none the wiser. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Margie is listening in Lake Stevens, Washington. Hi, Margie.
Hi. I'm kind of bemused by all the ado. It's only been about 100 years that we've had any other method to feed our children. I mean, thousands of years of breastfeeding, and you fed your children. I fed my kids in church, in restaurants, and as the previous caller said, most of the time, no one else around me had any clue. I don't know what the big deal is. I would not expose any body parts that I wouldn't normally expose in whatever setting. So it's not about being militant and how dare you keep me from feeding my child. It's you just do what needs to be done.
What if you knew, and I'm just asking for the sake of clarity here, what if you knew that breastfeeding in church was causing a man to lust or distracting someone?
I would go out of my way to not tempt him.
Margie, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Washington. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc, or give us your thoughts on breastfeeding in church at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Vanessa says, some moms don't have their husbands in the pews every week to help with other toddlers and preschoolers either, such as our case with him being in the National Guard. Dragging all the kids to a cry room to nurse during the sermon would be more of a hassle and more distracting to everyone than quietly nursing in the pew. I bring a scarf as a cover, and I don't always use it, but most people, not even our pastors, know I'm nursing, even while I'm sitting in the front pew. Also, breastfeeding is not always for hunger. It's also for comfort as well. I often nurse when the baby just gets fussy, but refuse to pacify in order to allow others and myself to hear. Vanessa, thank you very much for your comments as well. Pat in Michigan says, as in all things, moms should use common sense. Babies do not need to be fed sometimes, or babies do need to be fed. Sometimes there aren't any convenient places to breastfeed. That's true. Sometimes there's no place to do it. Scott in Illinois says, beware of the weaker brother. We have a world full of weaker brothers who are assailed by double standards about the proper use or display of the body. It has not always been this way. Icons of Mary breastfeeding Christ abounded in the church for centuries. That's quite true. And is Mary's work of nursing the infant Christ somehow more holy than any other mother doing the same for their infant while hearing the word of God? Luther wrote that a mother changing the dirty diaper was far more holy, was a far more holy act than all the good works of all the Carthusians and their monkery. We can keep breastfeeding in church, but also shield the eyes of the weaker brother. Scott, thanks for listening in Illinois. Let's see what Tiffany has to say. Tiffany is in Chicago saying, I always breastfeed in church. It's nourishing my son both bodily and spiritually, and me spiritually. I guarantee Mary breastfed Jesus. Well, of course, we're not saying that breastfeeding is wrong. That's not the issue here. The question is, where and is it always appropriate to do it in church? What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. It's open lines, issues, etc. We're talking about breastfeeding in church on this Wednesday afternoon. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, where we have left space for your thoughts on this subject, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Susan tweets, I happen not to because my baby is easily distracted, but I have no problem with it. Also via Twitter, Purple Kool-Aid says, I'm grateful that my pastor supports toddlers and babies in church, never blinked at my breastfeeding. And Lisa says, I think breastfeeding in any context is okay. Babies need to eat even on Sunday mornings. The consensus of, at least it seems to me that there is a little bit of a gender thing here. The consensus is that the ladies who are tweeting and sending email and generally speaking calling say breastfeeding is okay. They agree with Pope Francis that if the baby needs to eat, then feed the baby in church. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. It's Wednesday afternoon, January the 14th, and we're going through audio open lines, issues, etc. After our conversation with you, we're going to talk about the Golden Globe Awards. It was really a subdued awards ceremony, wasn't it? Some of the speeches were remarkable. We'll talk about who won, who lost, and what the winners had to say with Pastor Ted Giese. He's taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity and the Movies, a Lutheran Approach to Media, and he often joins us for movie reviews. In a few minutes, he'll join us to talk about the Golden Globe Awards that were held on Sunday. In the meantime, what do you think about breastfeeding in church? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Now, most Sundays, almost every Sunday, I am distracted in my own way around on Sunday morning. It's not by breastfeeding women. It is by the job that I have to do up in the front of church, and I hardly even notice babies making any noise, although they make a lot of noise because we have a lot of babies in church. I don't even notice that. And I can't say I've really ever noticed anyone breastfeeding in church, although I think if I did, and I'm just being honest with you, I think if I did, it might distract me. Roberta is listening in Southern California. Hi, Roberta.
Hello.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm a grandmother now, and I'm sure that my daughter has breastfed in church. I breastfed my son in church. I've been blind all my life, so it was really not an easy way to get out without distracting everybody, but I always had a blanket, and I would pin the blanket behind my neck and put him underneath. He was fairly small at the time, and we never had a problem. It worked out very quietly, and that's how we did it.
Roberta, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in California. It's Open Lines, Issues, Etc. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with you on this Wednesday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email on breastfeeding in church right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or leave your thoughts on the subject at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Do you have a hard time finding Christian greeting cards and gifts that aren't either sappy or theologically suspect? Ad Crucem offers the perfect combination of art and the truth of the scriptures with beautiful and reverent greeting cards and gifts. Deliver the true comfort of the gospel, Christ crucified for sinners, to family and friends with Ad Crucem. ADCRUCEM.com. Confessing the faith through art and word. AdCrucem.com.
Steadfast Lutherans. People who believe the traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the Church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Talk radio for the Christian worldview. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thank you for helping us make budget again last year. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for almost 7 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, and thanks for your financial support. Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world, Issues Etc., and sacred music for the world, LutheranPublicRadio.org. We're looking forward to partnering with you in 2015.
This is Pastor Donald Jordan welcoming you to Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church in Chico, California. We stand upon the inspired, inerrant Word of God and preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Students at Chico State and Butte College are welcome to our college group. Our divine service is at 10 and Sunday school at 9. We are located at 750 Moss Avenue, and our website is RedeemerChico.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's open lines. We're entertaining a question about breastfeeding in church. It's occasioned by Pope Francis on Sunday in the Sistine Chapel during a service in which he baptized 33 babies, broke from the regular text of his written homily to encourage the women there to breastfeed, saying, it's okay to do this, don't hesitate to do this, go ahead and breastfeed if your child is crying, if your child is hungry. Of course, that makes the news, and it raises the question about breastfeeding in church. Are those who find it awkward or even tempting? We're talking here about men, or simply distracting. Are they wrong to do so? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Elise listens in Minneapolis. She says, it's natural and best for both mom and baby. Public and private nursing is okay. Okay, it certainly is natural. There's nothing. The question is not whether breastfeeding is natural or right or wrong. The question is it appropriate in church? And in particular, those who think it isn't or find it distracting or awkward, are they wrong to do so? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Paula is listening in Illinois. Hi, Paula.
Hi, good afternoon. I went through this with breastfeeding a child some years ago, and I think it's a good thing if the parents are considerate, because it reminds people of the mother's role, that she's not only, in our society, a woman tends to be sort of a sexualized object. And if they're considerate, I think it's, and they're careful, because we always draped with a blanket or a cloth diaper or something. I think it's a reminder that a woman is a whole person, and she serves other purposes in God's economy.
Paula, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Do you think that women are as aware as they could be of the male side of this equation, that that men, especially in our hypersexualized society, there's no doubt about that, you're quite right. Do you think that men might, for various reasons, including their own sinful lust, just find this distracting? You think women are aware of that on the male side of the equation, as they ought to be?
Well, I know until you get married, you're not aware of it, because then you know what things you do, you know, directly has an effect. That's a good issue, and you know, a lot of it has to do with modesty, too. We were in a homeschooling church where the women were very modest, and they tended to sit in the back. They weren't sprinkled through the congregation. They would, if they were had a baby, they would stay in the back row or two. Another good option, because women want to hear the church meeting. You know, you want to hear the sermon and the singing, and that's why you're there. Some of the churches, at least in the Protestants, I'm not real aware of Lutheran because that's not my particular church group, but some of them have a room at the back with like a glass where and then they put a curtain over it or something. They used to call it a cry room, something like that, where they could nurse and there's like a speaker and they can hear what's going on in the sanctuary.
Yeah, we've got one on my church.
There's churches that don't have them too, but that might be a good compromise. I can't speak for the man's side, but I didn't think about that issue.
All right. Thank you very much, Paula, and thank you very much for listening in Illinois. Let's see. Sharon in Illinois says, I nursed my kids in private, if at all possible. If there's no cry room or if it's not possible to leave, then women should nurse in church, covering themselves as best as is possible. Even nursing mothers need to consider their Christian sisters and brothers and the impact it might have on them. That's the essence of Christian love. By the same token, if a woman can't leave to nurse, then those around her should remember that she needs understanding and love. Arrogance and judgment have no place in the church on either end. Sharon, thank you very much for those very thoughtful words in Illinois. David quotes from Matthew 7, 9 through 10. He says, "Or which of you, if a son asks him for bread, will give him a stone, or if he asks for fish, will give him a serpent?" He says, "Don't give the baby a pacifier when it's milk that he wants. If the baby gets milk accompanied with God's word, it's best for all." I also agree with the listener that stated that the front of the church is where the attention should be. David, thank you very much for your thoughts there. Another David, this one in Colorado, says, "It seems to me that we have to leave this to the family to work out until it becomes distracting. But on a practical level, why wouldn't mom pump before going to church and use a bottle?" All right, that's a good question. Katie says, "I'm on the fence. We never know what will trigger another person, and I would hate to be a stumbling block. I just asked my 19-year-old son, and he thinks it's awkward, making me think. Thank you." Katie, thank you very much for your comment. Yeah, you know, you could ask your mom about this, your grandma about this. You could also ask your teenage sons about this and say, just be honest, you're not going to be in trouble. What would you think about a woman breastfeeding in church? And you might be surprised, if they're being honest, at their answer. Let's see. Jan in Tennessee says, "I think the temptation of a young woman in church with a sundress on or a lot of leg showing is more of a temptation to young men, no doubt there. The lady said that she should do anything she could not to tempt young men. Sometimes we don't know when we are complicit in temptation. If we know, we stop the offending practice. If not, what can we do?" Jan, thank you very much in Tennessee. Well, you know, the Pope says, go ahead and do this. This is going to be something that churches probably have to deal with, especially with the resurgence of public breastfeeding. It always used to be public. Then there was a time of kind of the prudery of the American society, especially in church, where it wasn't. It was unthinkable to do this kind of thing in most churches. Churches developed ways to provide women a way of staying in the service but leaving the service at the same time, the so-called cry room. You know, I think that Sharon in Illinois really raises the best way to think about this subject, because you can't say, no, it shouldn't be allowed, and you can't say, yes, any woman should be able to breastfeed in any manner she wants to. You know, if she's there to simply be a crusader for breastfeeding, then that's another problem, isn't it? If she's doing it to spite those around her who might find it awkward or distracting, that's another issue. But I think Sharon in Illinois really captures it best. It is about showing mutual love and respect for one another. For the woman who breastfeeds, she should, in love, consider the conscience and the distraction of her neighbor, especially the men around her. And for the congregation who might be tempted to be distracted, perhaps they need to consider in love that this woman needs to feed her baby and perhaps exercise, well, one of the fruits of the Spirit, a little self-control. When we come back, we're going to turn to the subject of the Golden Globe Awards. Pastor Ted Giese will join us. It was kind of a subdued awards ceremony, but it did have a few highlights. Not a lot of big blockbuster winners, though. We'll talk about what they mean when we come back.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Did you know that we send out an email each week that details upcoming show topics? It's available for you to include in your weekly church bulletin. Just click the Issues Etc. Journal logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org, and sign up to receive the church bulletin blurb. It's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Look for the Issues Etc. Journal logo and register to receive a weekly bulletin paragraph from Issues Etc.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and lay people worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy promotes confessional Lutheran theology through conferences, scholarly exchanges, and publications like Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up for their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com.
Seek out that clear teaching. That's why Issues Etc. is so great.
Pastor Jonathan Fisk, host of the video blog Worldview Everlasting, on the value of Issues Etc.
I can't speak highly enough of the times in my life, previous to seminary especially, where it was my lifeline. It was giving me the food that I needed, the clear thinking Christianity, to be able to know what I believed and why I believed it.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. Issues Etc. issuesetc.org.
We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Our school is committed to authentic Lutheranism, the entire Book of Concord, and indeed to authentic Lutheranism as it has continued to be confessed and practiced through the centuries right up into our own time.
Dr. Cameron McKenzie, chairman of the Department of Historical Theology at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
We're committed then to biblical, confessional Christianity and Lutheranism and applying it to the world of today in as effective a way as we can.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu, ctsfw.edu, or call 1-800-481-2155. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.